From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. U.S. stock markets took another beating today, falling by 2+%. That's on top of big losses that have already occurred less than a full trading week into the new year. Much of the blame is going to China, which has seen trading halted on its stock market twice this week due to extreme volatility. NPR's John Itzty has more.
Trading was halted for the day by new circuit breakers the Chinese regulators hoped would reduce volatility in the market, but they've had the opposite effect, so regulators are scrapping them. Now, U.S. investors fear that will lead to an even bigger sell-off in China on Friday and a similar response on Wall Street, so many sold stocks today to reduce their exposure.
Also affecting volatility in China, an end to a six-month ban on share sales by large stockholders, those owning more than 5% of a company. On U.S. markets, the Dow dropped 392 points today to 16,514. The S&P 500 fell 47 points. With the armed occupation of an Oregon wildlife refuge now at its sixth day, there is still no sign the federal government plans to intervene or force an end to the incident. NPR's Kirk Siegler reports anti-government militants are now promising not to draw their guns.
These anti-government militants originally arrived here in eastern Oregon to protest the conviction of two local ranchers on federal arson charges. The two men are currently serving time in a Southern California prison. What's not clear is how long this armed occupation that's apparently designed partly to protest on their behalf will go on. Lavoy Finicum of Arizona is one of the occupiers.
We want you to know the only reason that we have guns here is for our own personal protection and safety.
Finicum went on to say, quote, we should never point guns at each other. Kirk Siegler, NPR News, at the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge.
President Obama is expected to use a town hall-style meeting event being carried on cable news network CNN tonight to explain his proposals to tighten gun control rules. Those changes will include calling for more stringent background checks for potential gun buyers. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the president will address all sides of the issue.
The president's desire is to engage in a serious conversation, both with people who share his views about common sense steps we can take to make our community safer and keep guns out of the wrong hands, but also have a conversation with those who disagree.
Tonight's event follows his announcement earlier this week that he'll take executive action bypassing Congress in an effort to try to reduce gun violence in the U.S. On the heels of President Obama's announcement, he plans to take executive action requiring background checks for buyers. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio announced today submitting a resolution to the city's police pension fund, urging it to consider exiting investments in companies involved in the manufacture of assault weapons for civilians. The mayor says that after countless tragedies, such weapons should not be an investment made by the city. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. The state trooper charged with perjury in the arrest of Sandra Bland turned himself into authorities today after a judge signed an arrest warrant. Bond for trooper Brian Encinia was set at $2,500. A grand jury indicted Encinia for allegedly lying about the circumstances of his arrest of Bland this past summer. The 28-year-old woman who was stopped in July for a traffic violation was arrested on suspicion of assaulting the officer. She was found hanged in her jail cell a few days later. Last year, the U.S. experienced 10 extreme weather events that each did at least $1 billion worth of damage. And Paris Christopher Joyce reports it was also the second hottest year on record.
Last December set a new record, the first time since records have been kept that a month was both the hottest and wettest ever. Scientists at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration say wet weather that came with last year's heat was due in part to El Niño, a weather pattern in the Pacific that has global effects. A warmer global climate also contributed. That brought record downpours in the South and Midwest, record snows last February and March in the Northeast, and some relief to drought-stricken parts of the West. The $10 billion weather events included just about every kind, wildfires, drought, storms, and flooding. But no major hurricanes hit land last year, which helped keep the overall insurance payouts in 2015 below previous years. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
A group of trapped salt miners who spent roughly 10 hours 900 feet below ground have all been pulled to safety. Mine owner Cargill says the 17 miners stuck in the deepest salt mine in the Western Hemisphere were rescued using a large crane, with the last two lifted to safety this morning. I'm Jack Spear.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.